Brooklyn or New York City's can pretty accurately put somebody there with that, with those accents.
What about when you moved back after being gone for 10 years? Do people comment? Your friends here comment on?
No, it's interesting though. Just because of the circles I travel in now through work, you end up getting a good bit of true Southerners.
What does that mean to you?
Well, just really thick Southern accents.
Can you think of maybe how that differs from your accent, or what kind of makes you?
Just the mannerisms, the thickness of the drawl. I think I know I've probably got some signs of, having lived in the South and speaking that way. But I think by no means am I like some of the folks who have lived in the country, and all they've been exposed to are folks that have lived there all their lives themselves.
Mm-hmm. And you work with some of these folks. Mm-hmm. And where are they from primarily?
From just outside of Atlanta, typically. I've worked with some guys from Chattanooga, and it's the same deal. They've lived there all their lives and been around folks who have been born and raised there for many generations. So
even the outlying areas of Atlanta, you think people speak differently than in Atlanta itself?
Yes and no. I mean, it just depends upon who you run across. Atlanta's such a melting pot now, mm-hmm. of folks, coming in. Apparently, Atlanta was a place to go if you were looking for a job in the last 10 years. So you get folks from all over. But again, the folks that are from the South that are here, you find that big, thick Southern drawl.
And do you think that you can, when you went up north, they mm-hmm. spotted you as a Southerner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they had any idea of different areas in the South, or is there just south of them, so that accent?
Pretty just south. I mean, North Carolina and south from there.
And what about, do you find that you can discern different Southern accents at all?
No. No, haven't heard enough of them to be able to discern from whether somebody's from North Carolina or Alabama, Mississippi.
But you think you can pick up on something that's kind of that country, like
mm-hmm.
thickness versus?
Versus what you hear from somebody from New York, where it's a little more nasally, mm-hmm. I guess, for lack of better
better
description.
What do you think sounds better, more pleasant?
The Southern accent, I do. I do.
Did you ever have anyone make fun of your Southern accent?
Yeah.
Did they use that as some in the military? Was that some?
Well, the thing that they always keyed on with the Southern accent was the unintelligence, or the lack of intelligence, I should say, of the sound. Folks, when you come off with a Southern drawl, it just, aren't necessarily, you don't come across as the most intelligent individual. A prime example, this is one of the engineers I'm dealing with in one of my jobs, one of my projects. He's from South Georgia. I mean, he's got a nice, thick Southern accent. One of the smartest guys you'll ever meet, but boy, the first time I met him, it was interesting.
Do you think that has an effect on how you talk? Do you think you've had maybe tried to minimize that?
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't much care what other folks think. Mm-hmm. It's a first impression along those lines, because I feel like what I'm able to do and my abilities will speak for themselves.
And what about your wife? You said she was living in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Did she think you had a Southern accent?
Yeah.